हरे कृष्णा भगवत गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 11 द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवानुवाच पश्य मे पातरूपाणि सतसो अत सहस्रहम् नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतानि च। श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पातरूपाणि सतसो अत सहस्रहम् नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतानि च। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Shila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, O son of Pratha, see now my opulences, hundreds or thousands of varied divine and multiforms. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Saksharanmilitam Meena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनम् नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणिम् निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश धारिणिम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदम् श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंदम् हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 11 द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 द ग्रुप ऑफ ब्राह्मणास दे ईच मॉर्निंग दे यूज टू गो गेंजेस वी नीड टू वर्शिप एवरीडे दोस डेज इफ यू सी Everyone will go to the holy river, they take a bath, then they will worship the holy river. So similarly, each morning, all the brahmanas, they used to go to Mother Ganges, they offered a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then they worship the Mother Ganges also. So while they are going, they used to take a copper pot. Those days, they take a copper pot. So while they are taking copper pot, it looks all similar, copper pot. So every day they used to, you know, a lot of confusion because all the copper pots are looking similar way. So they could not able to trace out who is this, and every day they used to pick up something else and not their own. So in this way a lot of confusion was there. So one old Brahmana, he applied some clay. Well, before he is going bath, in order to find, to trace out easily, so he applied some identification, he applied some clay on the copper vessel. So then he went there and he took a bath, and then he, you know, identified very easily. Then he used to go home. So all the other brahmanas, they were noticing. This old brahmana, he applying clay. So they were all thinking, oh, maybe this is also a custom. This is also maybe procedure. This is also custom. So in this way, all the brahmanas, they took a clay, exactly like a old brahmana, what he did. And similarly, all the brahmanas also, they applied clay. So when this old brahmana, after offering prayers and after taking bath in the Ganges, after offering obeisances, he come back and he was thinking, oh my God, where is my pot? Everything looks similar way. I applied clay to identify, and all the brahmanas, they were actually applied the same things. So from this, we can understand that this brahmana, he does not know why this old brahmana, he applied clay. He applied clay for identification purpose. But these brahmanas, they thought that maybe this is also custom. Maybe this is also the procedure. In this way, they were actually thinking, they were also following without knowing the reason. So similarly, when we see in our life also, we also many times blindly we are also following. we does not know why we are doing, what we are doing. So we should ask the elderly people, we should ask the spiritual master specifically, and we can read Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to know the answer. Why we are worshipping Krishna? It is not worshipping Krishna blindly. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and all the Vedic literature. Then Vedic literature 100% is confirming that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are worshipping based on the Sastra, Guru, Sadhu and Sastra, not just simply blindly following. So in our day-to-day life, whatever we are doing, we should try to know the answer, then we should do it. Because when we know the reasons, then when we do, then we will get a lot of interest. So a lot of interest we will get it, and then we can pass the same information to our children also. The biggest challenge in our society nowadays, the children, they ask us so many questions left and right. If you tell them you do something, they will immediately ask why I should do, what is the purpose, what benefit we will get, and what is the reason, what is the significance. As a children, generally they have an inquisitive nature. If you generally notice, as a children, per day they will ask a minimum 100 questions. They will ask why, what, where it is, how to go this way. They will keep on asking the questions, because the children age is very, very good. Actually, they learn very much in the age of the when they were young. So when we does not explain to them, then they will not have any trust on our culture. When they ask the question, when we exactly answer to them, then whatever we say, they will perfectly follow. Even before we say, they will, yes, I must do that. They will follow our culture, they will follow our Sanatana Dharma. Then what will happen? Our culture will become very, very perfect and everybody will follow. And like this Brahmana, if he does not know the reason, then our children, we cannot explain to our children. Then what children will think? Oh, my father and mother, they are blind people, they does not know what they are doing. So in this way, they will assume, then they will not have any trust on our culture. So it is very, very important that we should properly inquire from the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master like Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Then we should try to follow properly. Here, Sri Bhagavan Vacha 11.5, Krishna started speaking. First four shloka of this chapter, Arjuna, he was expressing his joy to the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and he explained, O lotus-eyed Lord, O lotus-eyed Purushottama. Arjuna kindly he requested Krishna to speak, to show the Vishwarupa. We have also discussed why Arjuna asked, even though he is actually convinced fully that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he is asking his universal form for other people, because in this age of Kali Yuga, many people, they will be cheating. They will say, I am a God. Okay, if you are God, you prove that you are God, you show the Vishwarupa. In this way, we will have a chance to ask some questions. So that's why here Arjuna is asking. And in this shloka, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan means Krishna. One who possesses six opulence in full is called Bhagavan, as per Parasara Muni in Vishnu Purana. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned that all the avatars that exist eternally in a spiritual world. It is not that actually like Narasimha Dev or whatever the incarnation, like Lord Rama comes and Vamanadeva comes. Whatever the incarnation is taking place, everyone is existing in a spiritual world. Avatar means one who is coming down. It is not that this form was not there and now only it is manifested. It is not like that. It is eternally living. Just like what happened, this bus goes from the bus stand, goes all the route, and then after that it will come back to the bus stand. So similarly, the avatar means from the spiritual planet, from the spiritual world, the Supreme Lord descend to this material world for a certain purpose. This way, all the spiritual forms exist eternally in spiritual world. avatar means it is a coming down. They does not, they do the wonderful activities and go back to the spiritual world. So here universal form is not a spiritual form. So like a Supreme Lord Krishna, he is a spiritual person, and whatever the avatars are coming, they are all actually spiritual. But here universal form is not actually spiritual form. It is actually manifested and it is unmanifested. Manifested and unmanifested. Sometimes people ask how Krishna got this Sangha and Chakra. When we see Krishna after going to Santipani Muni Ashram, then he went, he got the Sangha and the Chakra. The Guru Santipani Muni, he gave this one. So in this way people used to talk. But we should understand that this is Sangha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. These are all eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will be always existing. When the world is created, and this personality, Sangha also a personality, Chakra also personality, Gada also personality, Padma also personality. So this personality always exists to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is not actually given by somebody to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, this universal form, it is actually the materially manifested and unmanifested form. It is not a spiritual form as explained by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. So, just like Vishwarupa means the Krishna, he just expanding. Just like when we see the parachute from the original size, it expand. It is expand very huge size. Then it is a come back to the original position. Just like for example, when we take the rubber band, when we expand it, then it goes to the original form. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he actually, he just manifested, and he is actually like a movie. He is like a, just like a, exactly like a movie, and Krishna is actually showing Arjuna, you know, how this world is manifesting and unmanifesting, how this Surya, Chandra, Chakra, so many things, and the upcoming shlokas, Krishna will explain one by one, how everything, all the Devi and Devatas, and everybody is there in the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is actually, it is a, when we look at the Vishwarupa, then we will get a fear. We will get a fear. So that's why generally Arjuna, he does not like this universal form. The devotees of the Lord, they like a Samasundara form, very very beautiful form of the Samasundara form. Venum gunandam aravindadala yadaksham bhagavatam tamasitambuddha sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord is so beautiful, and Krishna, he is a very very beautiful personality, and the devotees of the Lord, they are not at all eager and willing to see the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because the personal form of the Lord, it is a very very beautiful, very very beautiful, and they don't have any interest to see the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this that's why here Arjuna, he is asking because of other purpose, other devotees, as we explained earlier. So this universal form of the Lord, as explained by Srila Prabhupada in the previous shloka also, we cannot just see the Supreme Lord's universal form. Why? Because Krishna have to, in after a few shloka, Krishna will give the Divya Sakshu, the special eye to see this universal form. And we cannot see this universal form, just like even we cannot see the sun. Because it is a sun, it is a very very effulgence is coming. We cannot see the sun direct face to face. We cannot see the sun because of so much light is coming. So similarly, when Krishna is manifested this universal form, and we cannot see, just like even 3D, 4D, the movie, when we go to the movie, we need to use the special specs, glass. Then only we can see the movie. Unless we cannot see anything. So similarly, Krishna will give the Divya Sakshu, the special eye, to see the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then only one can able to see, unless we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as the essence of this shloka is that the Supreme Lord is started showing the universal form to Arjuna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.